From SciWorks in Winston-Salem, I'm Sean Fitzmaurice, and this is SciWorks Radio. Every kid gets that when you let go of the open end of an inflated balloon and let it fly around the room, its speed is determined by the amount of air in the balloon. It really doesn't take a rocket scientist. However, this same principle of physics was used by a rocket scientist to save the lives of the Apollo 13 astronauts. NASA's Apollo program ran from 1961 to 1972, successfully landing 6 spacecraft and 12 astronauts on the moon. The Apollo spacecraft consisted of 3 modules. The command module was home base, where the 3 astronauts lived during the mission. It was also their ride back to Earth. The service module provided power for the command module and the propulsion systems. The lunar module was the craft that took astronauts from Apollo to the moon and back. It had its own power and propulsion systems. Apollo 13 experienced a life-threatening problem well after launch, and it took a team of engineers on the ground to bring the crew home alive and safe. North Carolina native Dr. Stokes Fishburne was among those engineers.
At the time, I was an aerospace engineer at Grumman Aerospace Corporation. Grumman built the lunar module.
So what happened on that day in 1970?
They got about 75% of the way to the moon when an explosion occurred in the service module. And one of the fuel cell supplies of oxygen that were needed to provide electrical power to the command module, to the astronauts.
There were many problems to be solved in order to get the crew home alive. Dr. Fishburne and his partner, Dr. Richard Oman, were assigned to figure out how best to separate the lunar module from the command module just before reentry.
They moved the astronauts from the command module, which was small and had very limited power, to the lunar module, which had its own power supply. The lunar module had to provide the power, the rockets that had to provide water for drinking, and all of this stuff, which had not been counted on. NASA knew that they would then have to come up with a technique to separate the command module from the lunar module on the way back. We needed some type of force to separate the lunar module from the command module to a sufficient distance that they would not collide with each other during the actual reentry through the Earth's atmosphere. Whatever process we developed could not employ any rocket or electrical power that was needed for maneuvering during reentry. The only force available was that which could be generated by the air in the lunar module. It would work like this. There are 2 doors between the lunar module and the command module. We would leave the first door from the lunar module coming towards the command module open, but we would close the door at the other end of the tunnel so that the astronauts were still within their environment on the command module.
And this is where the flying balloon comes in. Or to be more technical, the engineers applied Newton's third law of motion. Simply stated, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction.
We put the right amount of air into the lunar module, then at the proper moment, the astronauts would release the latches that held the lunar module and the command module together, and the lunar module air would act like a big balloon. It would push the lunar module off in one direction, and the blast from the air would push the command module off into the other direction, hopefully with the right velocity to land properly. All we had to do was set the pressure in the lunar module to 2.7 pounds per square inch, much, much less than the pressure we experienced on the surface of the Earth. That was enough to generate about 2,000 pounds of force to separate these 2 spacecraft.
So how well did it work?
The command module, now the reentry vehicle, settled into the reentry and into the area where it was scheduled to be, the impact area, with safe astronauts and exactly on time. It was the culmination of the old principle, if you got a job to do, do it right the first time. And thousands of engineers worked many, many, many problems in this whole Apollo 13 episode, and they did it right the first time.
Hear this program again and read the transcript at WFDD.org. SciWorks Radio is a production of SciWorks and WFDD. Support for SciWorks Radio comes from Kilpatrick, Townsend, and Stockton, LLP. Music by Storyman.